SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog. I'm Pepper. Big show tonight in San Bernardino as Love and Theft make their return to the Brandon Iron. On the phone with me is one half of that duo, Stephen Barker-Lyles. Thanks for giving us a bit of your time. How are you?
No, thank y'all for helping us promote the show. We're excited. We haven't been back in a while, really, in this area, so we're super stoked. Hopefully get some people out and have a good party.
I think we're going to get to hear some new music from you tonight. Is that correct?
That is right. Yeah, we got some new music we're playing tonight, and so we're excited. We go on a radio tour in January, February, and we do a full radio release in March, but we're still have it out there now to some activator stations and all that. So, yeah, we just put a new video out for it, and then we're putting out a creepy video on Halloween for another new song. The good thing about music now, you can do a radio promotion, put it out on radio, but you can also kind of put it out digitally and have stuff out there to keep yourself touring and everything. So that's kind of what we've been doing.
That new single is called You Didn't Want Me, and there's a pretty special guest in that video, I understand.
Yeah, the raging mean girl in the video with the dreadlocks is my sister. And her first debut acting role, she does a good job. She plays the role very naturally. But Eric and I actually wrote the script for that video. And we built part of the set and everything. We just had fun with it. And so, yeah, it worked out good.
So did you have her in mind for that role?
Well, I thought when we started writing, when we wrote the treatment, we were like, dude, I was like, what do you think about Rebecca? And Eric's really good friends with my sister, too. And we're like, oh, she'd be great. So it worked out perfect.
That's awesome. A couple weeks ago, you played a Route 91 Survivors concert in Las Vegas. You're playing the Brandon Iron tonight. And at every show I've been to in the past year, at some point, someone has come up to me and said, this is my first concert since then. I suspect that for some people, that's going to be the case at tonight's show at the Brandon Iron.
Yeah.
That must really mean a lot to you when people are ready to confront their fears like that.
Yeah, that is such a crazy thing to go through. And so for people, we have friends that are coming tonight that still, Peter and Anita Hoppe, they're dear friends of ours that were there on stage when it happened, side stage with Chris Young and some other artist friends of ours. And they haven't even been back to Vegas since, but they're coming to our show tonight. So you saying that is, yeah, it's exactly what it is. And it's still going to be weird for them, but, you know, at some point it's probably healthy to move on and don't let these crazy people out there win, you know.
Absolutely. On a happier note, you and Eric Gunderson played the Brandon Iron a couple years ago, and after that show, you stuck around and did some line dancing with us. Is that going to be the case again tonight?
Yeah, I'll stick around. I'll have some cocktails. We're driving to Vegas tomorrow, but a lot of times we have to leave after the show. But tonight, we get to stay because it's not very far, so I'm going to stay and party tonight. I didn't party last show, so yeah, I'm going to have fun tonight.
It's going to be a great evening. Love and Theft at the Brandon Iron in San Bernardino. Tickets are on sale now at BrandonIronSaloon.com and available at the door. Showtime is 9:30. Stephen Barker-Lyles, thank you so much for chatting with us. Let's play the single, You Didn't Want Me, on 95.1 K-Frog.
Thanks, Pepper.